This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Washington State first responders answer a child overdose call. When EMTs arrive, the child's mother refuses to let them inside to treat the toddler. Cops have to force their way in. Thankfully, the child's grandma already administered 2 doses of Narcan. And after treatment, the child is expected to survive. The mother, Summer Ward, found carrying a plastic bag full of meth.
Nancy, in addition to the 3-year-old that overdosed, Ward is also a mother to a 2-year-old. Both children were taken into protective custody after the incident. The meth was found in a small plastic bag concealed in Ward's clothes. It's unclear how her child was exposed to the drugs, but thanks to the grandmother's quick thinking, the child should recover.
Summer Ward, 27, now charged with child endangerment, criminal mistreatment, drug possession, and obstructing an officer. After his mom's death, Larry Carter Jr. commissions a custom Dodge Charger in her favorite color, purple. Carter occasionally takes the car for joyrides like he used to with his mom. On the rides, he always carries a portion of his mom's ashes. One morning, he finds his garage open, the car stolen, along with it, his mom's ashes. He immediately reports the theft and calls Florida cops again the next day. Overnight, the thieves return and put the ashes in the mailbox. Although there's no sign of the car yet, Carter's thankful to have his mother's ashes returned. Florida cops still searching for the suspects. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin with more on our top story this hour as police arrest 26-year-old Luigi Nicholas Mangione in connection with the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione was apprehended Monday in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after a McDonald's employee alerted authorities. He was found with a ghost gun linked to the Manhattan shooting, as well as writing suggesting anger toward corporate America. The 50-year-old Thompson was ambushed and fatally shot last Wednesday while walking to a hotel for an investor conference. Surveillance footage shows the shooter lying in wait before using a suppressed 9mm pistol. Mangione, a Maryland native with advanced computer science degrees, left a trail of evidence, including a backpack and fraudulent IDs. Authorities are investigating a handwritten document found on Mangione that allegedly reflects his motives. Mangione is being held on gun charges in Pennsylvania and will be extradited to New York to face murder charges. The FBI and NYPD had offered rewards for information leading to his arrest. The case has drawn attention to security concerns for corporate executives as police continue their investigation. 2 men have been indicted by a Baltimore grand jury accused of carrying out multiple killings as suspected hitmen for a criminal gang. For details, we bring in Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Authorities say that Cornell Moore and Keith Russell, both 38, now face charges linked to the murders of at least 7 people, including a 2022 double homicide involving a man and his pregnant fiance. While the woman died, doctors were able to save her baby, according to police. Prosecutors allege that Moore and Russell used stolen cars to carry out the shootings. In addition to the homicides, the men are also charged with several non-fatal shootings in a string of carjackings dating back to 2020. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates noted that the investigation is ongoing, with more arrests expected as law enforcement works to dismantle what they describe as an extensive criminal organization. The case was developed in cooperation with Baltimore police and federal authorities. Bates characterized the suspects as hitmen acting under orders from gang leaders, though he declined to name the gang.
Bates also explained that gang members were allegedly compensated for acts of violence aimed at advancing the group's goals and neutralizing rival threats.
Thanks, John. Despite splitting with his children's mom, Eric Fisher is still a very active, loving father to 2 children. That's why his ex-wife's so concerned when he texts her not to bring the children for a visit. He makes concerning statements about his frame of mind in those texts. Illinois cops head to his Macomb apartment for a welfare check. He's not there. Immediately, he's reported missing. Eric's last purchase at a nearby Walmart. Cops find surveillance video of him leaving the store. He purchased a bike, air pump, and deodorant. He comes out of the store, hops on the bike, and heads north from the parking lot. His phone last pings 5 miles away. If you have info on Eric Fisher, please call Macomb, Illinois PD, 309-833-4505. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.